Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today, let me share with you another example of the difference between price and value. You can listen to Wednesday's commentary by going to the archives at 1320wils.com. For silver products, a number of first-time purchasers in our store ask about the price for the 1 ounce U.S. Silver Eagle dollars, which sell for a few dollars above their silver value. If they find that they can purchase them online for 50 cents less elsewhere, they often buy them from the online seller. But if their interest was in owning bullion-priced physical silver for the long term, they probably bought the wrong product. There are other lower-cost options. We recommend U.S. 90% silver coins circulated up to the mid-1960s, which we now sell in large transactions at only 2% above silver value. By purchasing U.S. 90% silver coins, customers receive more than 15% additional ounces of silver for the same cost as a purchase of silver eagles. Premiums for bullion-priced silver coins and ingots can decline. But since the 90% silver coins now sell so close to silver value, there is less risk of a premium decline than for silver eagles and other higher premium options. U.S. 90% silver coins have other advantages as well. They have greater divisibility, where a dime contains about 1/14 of an ounce of silver. If ever needed in commerce, they would be most convenient. They are also highly liquid because of the massive quantities struck. They have legal tender status that some other options lack. Also, older people still remember spending these coins and know they contain silver. From these examples, you can better see why the lowest price on the wrong product may not be the best value for your purposes. Helping our customers find the best value creates loyalty. We provide this useful but not readily available information through these radio commentaries and newsletters. 2 weeks ago, for the fifth time, these radio commentaries were honored for the best radio report by the Numismatic Literary Guild. Our newsletter, Liberty's Outlook, was honored for the third time as the best coin dealer publication. We thank everyone for their support. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.